Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Shalom Yehudim, shalom Bnei Noach, shalom Goyim. This is Phantom Nation coming to you from the hills of Judea, an internet radio program bearing the same name as the book called Phantom Nation, Inventing the Palestinians as the Obstacle to Peace, available on Amazon, currently in a Kindle ebook and three-volume paperback version, but in a week it will morph into a two-volume hardcover edition that will cost much more, so buy it now. The new Kindle version will also go up in price. It is the second day, Tesvav, B'chodesh Iyal, Parshas Behar, Tavshin Ayin, Ches 5778, the first day, Monday, 30 April, 2018, podcasting to you from the most contested piece of real estate on planet Earth. And is that not evidence of the functionally global agreement that this is the holiest of holy lands in the world? For sure, other peoples have a sense of the holy besides the Jews, and many have known holy mountains and holy lakes, trees, caves, but only one in the world is the focus of attention at the United Nations, the Nations United organization, united around no other issue than the ownership of the Holy Land. The president of the United States, a month before he left office in 2017, saw to it that the UN Security Council declared Jerusalem, that's a Hebrew word, and Judea, origin of the word Jew, to be the property of Muslims. And thus the Jews, all hundreds of thousands of them living in these areas, are in criminal trespass of Muslim land. For sure, Barack Obama, arguably the most successful, the greatest enemy agent saboteur in the history of enemy saboteurs, also sent $150 billion to Iran, the Iran that publicly calls for Israel's destruction, and no less America's destruction. Think of that. The regime in Tehran pays for mass demonstrations chanting Mar Barg Amrikab, death to America, and Obama and Kerry and power gave them all that money. And permission in 10 years to produce the atomic bomb they publicly joke about using on Israel, God forbid. Not to mention a later EMP strike, one small atomic bomb that could destroy America if exploded in the right way and right place. But in this week's edition of Phantom Nation, we will take up a micro-instance of these homicidal Muslim desires for Jew killing, the now weekly attacks against the barrier Israel built at great expense to keep the wild asses of Arab Muslims in Gaza from invading a Jewish community alongside the barrier to murder the Jews in their beds. They have a long record of doing such things. And we'll get started after the following message from Israel News Talk Radio.
There was a time you didn't worry about terrorism. It was something that happened in a faraway place or to someone else. But now you want to know. Now you want to understand. Now you're afraid that you might be in the danger zone. You need to listen to Gadi Edelman on The Danger Zone every week, where you will find out the truth about what is going on in the world around you. Gadi Edelman on The Danger Zone, right here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Shalom Yehudim, shalom Bnei Noach, shalom Goyim. This is Phantom Nation coming to you on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, an internet radio program bearing the same name as the book called Phantom Nation, Inventing the Palestinians as the Obstacle to Peace, available on Amazon, currently in a Kindle ebook and three-volume paperback version, but in a week will morph into a two-volume hardcover edition that will cost twice as much, so buy it now. The new Kindle version will also cost more. It is the second day, Tayas Vav, B'chodesh Iyal, Parshas Behar, Tavshin Ayin Ches 5778. The first day, Monday, 30 April 2018, podcasting to you from the most contested piece of real estate on planet Earth. This is proof, is it not, of the truth of the religion of the Jews. The Jews say this is the world's holy land, and world resistance to the Jews owning it is willy-nilly admission, and this is true. It's the world's internationally recognized Holy Land, indeed one of the crowning achievements of the Muslim saboteur in the Oval Office. A month before he left it, was permitting the UN Security Council to pass Resolution 2334, according to which the Jews are in criminal trespass of Jerusalem, which really belongs to Muslims. The existence of Israel takes up more time at the UN than any other issue, and when we ask why, it's the agreement around the globe. This is the Holy Land. As Jewish physicists were pioneers in atomic energy, starting with Albert Einstein and those other brilliant Jewish physicists who worked on the Manhattan Project and at Los Alamos, where they built the first atomic bombs, so the Jews were a premier metaphysicians, starting with Moses and thousands of years of brilliant rabbis, pioneers in the development of society and the human spirit. The city of Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria are the most contested real estate in the world, where the fighting over who owns it, the bloodshed, never stops. Like last Friday, it was the fifth Friday in a row, which not coincidentally is the Muslims' imitation Sabbath day, during which fittingly mobs of them have been trying to kill Jews. It's a religious act, you know. Once again, thousands of violent Ishmaelites attack the barrier that Israel built at great expense to protect us from their barbaric behavior. These mobsters want to break into Israel to pounce upon a Jew and stab him to death. This is, in their religion, an act of holiness. The children of Israel are commanded to choose life versus these barbarians who choose death. These are the spiritual descendants of the ancient Egyptians, whose religion was a death cult, not a life cult, like Yiddishkeit, like Jewishness. And so last Friday, four more of these Islamic holy men forced Al-Yahu to kill them and send them off to Muslim paradise as martyrs. And I never cease to be amazed at how the MSM in Israel, around the world really, because in Israel, call these rioters Palestinians when they are a Hamas mob, which is the local franchise of the Muslim Brotherhood, in disguise, sort of. The label Palestinian is nothing but camouflage. Islam and Arabi is a culture of veils. What you see is not what you get. In Gaza, the Muslim Brotherhood rules, and their principal rival is Fatah, allegedly a secular national movement, but that's more of a masking. The name is a chapter title in the Quran, and the chapter deals with taqiyya, dissembling, lying, feigning peace. That's the meaning of Fatah. It means conquest, and in context of the infidels. And Hamas also must contend with smaller operations like Islamic Jihad or Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whatever, as the PLO in its heyday was composed of a dozen or more terror organizations speaking the language of third world nationalist freedom fighters. Today, Islam is the fashion, no longer that vocabulary, but the fatal factionalism remains the same. What has not changed is their essential Hamitic Ishmaelitic character that produces a society and a culture not of patriotic nationalists, but gangs. These are all male clubs, each one bent on violence against the Jews, the evil Al-Yahud. So, last Friday, the IDF was forced once again to kill, this time only four of these homicidal, suicidal Arab Muslim maniacs attempting to damage the barrier that protects the Jewish families living in the communities, mostly kibbutzim, joining the barrier. Though, judging by the reportage, the aggression by these sons of Ishmael has grown in intensity. The IDF response now is to destroy Hamas assets anywhere in Gaza in order to get the leadership to call off their mobs of vandals. On Friday, the IDF reported, quote, hundreds of rioters tried to burn the fence at the Karni crossing. The crowd threw explosive devices, firebombs, and rocks, leading troops to open fire in accordance with the rules of engagement, close quote. So on Friday, in response to the growing violence, Israel destroyed six boats used by the Hamas terrorists for various purposes. What also seems to have intensified is the criticism of world anti-Jewry, Jewish and Gentile alike. the Arab who is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein. The Arabs, of course, being historically world famous for their practice of human rights. He accused Israel of that old anti-Jew chestnut, quote, using excessive force against unarmed protesters over the last month, close quote. And never mind that the IDF reports that, and surely has hours of video evidence to back this up, the other side used grenades, bombs, firebombs, rocks, everyone potentially a lethal weapon, and here is this Arab calling these wild asses of young men unarmed protesters. This is what we Jews have to put up with. Really, for thousands of years, the goyim like this one, do not see reality and truth. Clearly, their vision is clouded by their venomous anti-Jew spirit. Don't misunderstand, I'm not accusing Mr. Al-Hussein of lying so much as hallucinating. His brain deletes from perceived reality what he does not want to see, and inserts instead what he does want to see. He wants to see peaceful, unarmed protesters, helpless victims, as does that notorious blonde anti-Jewess Federica Mogherini, czarina of foreign policy for the utterly corrupt European Union bureaucracy. She is Italian, but for sure has the look of a blonde German Nazi enthusiast, dedicated to Der Führer circa 1933. These last 5 days have seen these mobs, with a handful of the barbarians, managing to use a bolt cutter to cut through the fence, but then after the briefest daring excursion into Israel, where there was nothing to attack, they ducked back inside. The Arab UN Human Rights High Commissioner on Friday said, "It is difficult to see how throwing stones, burning tires, or even hurling firebombs from a distance at heavily protected security forces in defensive positions could be seen as life-threatening," close quote. This, too, is a symptom of the hysterical blindness characteristic of anti-Jews in general. What he seems to prefer is an IDF that does not respond in any way, but just takes it, takes the barrages of projectiles passively. The Jewish army should just take it, not respond, because these are, in his mind, non-lethal activities on the part of the poor, poor ancient Palestinians. And never mind, there's nothing Palestinian about them.
Adam yachol liot atzur. Adam yachol liot atzur lifamim. Tzarich lizkor she'ein lafsid et ha'simcha gam she'ata.
Oh, yeah. Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
So we left off with the observation that there's nothing Palestinian about the Palestinians. Their language is foreign to Palestine, a.k.a. Judea. That was its name for two centuries under the Romans. The indigenous language of the Holy Land is Hebrew, and these so-called Palestinians do not speak Hebrew. It's not their language. Theirs is the indigenous language of the Arabian Peninsula, which is hundreds of kilometers from Palestine. No, these violent Arab males in Gaza assailing our defense barrier and troops have nothing Palestinian about them. Their religion likewise is not native to Palestine. Five times a day, their men bow down in the direction of their ancient homeland and their holiest city in the Arabian Peninsula. There's nothing Palestinian about these Arab Muslims. Arab and Muslim referring to two of the largest communities in the world. There are 21 officially Arab states, so as Arabs, they don't need any more states, and 56 officially Muslim states, they don't need another Muslim state. And the instigator of these riots is the Muslim Brotherhood. The Palestinian identity has nothing to do with it. And in any case, that fake identity in an age of fake news has been the greatest and most successful psychological warfare campaign in the history of psychological warfare. The tearful fake history of the legendary Palestinians has never been anything but a verbal fog of deception that cloaks Islam's eternal war against the Jews, which hostility has been a malign outgrowth of Ishmael's homicidal envy of his younger brother Yitzhak, who became his father's favorite after Ishmael was expelled for being such a wild ass of a human being. But on the brighter side of the news, as yours truly predicted, last Friday's mob of violent Ishmaelites at the barrier was the smallest yet, if more violent than earlier mobs. What is interesting is that the IDF reports that of the 45 fatalities so far, like 75% of them were known Hamas operatives. They were not so-called innocent civilians. And one wonders just how much IDF intelligence knows about the organizers. Their names and faces. I would not be surprised if some face recognition technology is in play. I will not be surprised to learn at some later date that indeed our snipers were assisted by such technology in zeroing in on the gang leaders. Overall, I find it a fascinating episode, this latest violent Arab anti-Jew temper tantrum in Gaza, in which the violent ones are incited to approach the barrier, on whose other side are the evil Jews, to throw rocks and bombs at us and to break through the barrier, to pounce upon a Jew at random and kill the Jew before being killed by other Jews, which then launches the killer into Muslim paradise. And even if among these rioters one is only shot in the legs, you become a hero in your neighborhood. Thousands of these feral Arab brutes have been wounded like this. For them, it's a badge of heroism and honor to have been shot by Al-Yehud and to have survived. But for those few of these tens of thousands who are fatally shot, well, they are soon in paradise, where the rivers run with wine, not water, where they can drink alcohol, finally, and be drunk 24/7 and rape virgins 24/7 for all eternity. That's what these barbarians dream of. And thank God for U.S. Ambassadress at the UN, Nikki Haley, who last week used the word barbaric to describe Hamas hiding behind children. It's historically impossible for today's Arabs to be, as they claim, the descendants of the Canaanites, who disappeared from history 1,000 years before the Arab invasions of the 7th century. Though in their ignorant claim to being the Canaanites, it's fitting that they make this claim because there is a connection between the Canaanites, who were into human sacrifice, child sacrifice, and so are these Arabs today. In the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s, the Iranians sent boys to walk into minefields to clear a path for armed soldiers by stepping on the mines with predictable results. These Muslims, like the Hamitic ancient Egyptians with their death cult of a religion, and those pyramids are colossal tombs. These Palestinians claim to be of the seed of Canaan, of Canaan, which means they are acolytes of Moloch, god of child sacrifice. So last Thursday, Nikki Haley accused Hamas of, quote, using children like cannon fodder. It's difficult to think of a more cowardly act, even for a terrorist, than hiding behind innocent civilians, close quote. Good for her for using the word barbaric, but using innocent civilians is a mistake. That term needs to be retired. It does not belong in this discussion. None of the Arabs in these mobs is an innocent civilian. By virtue of his presence in the mob, regardless of his own behavior, one makes a conscious, volitional effort to leave one's domicile in Gaza and assemble at the barrier. Those wounded are not innocent passerby civilians. Every one of them chose to be there. Innocent civilians has become another cliché in the contemporary lexicon of world anti-Jewry's endless violence against the Jewish people. These Friday riots are planned to continue until May 15, the State of Israel's first full day as a state in 1948, which the Arabs smear as Nakba Day, when they believe the Jews, acting like Nazis, stole Palestine from the allegedly ancient nation of Palestinians. Last Friday, there was an uptick in violence by these barbaric, Nikki Haley's words, Muslims. That's my word. They're not Palestinians. The IDF threatens as much force as needed to end this behavior. On Shabbos, one IDF official was reported to have said, quote, "We have no intention of continuing this game." And I'm glad he used the word game. There is much truth there. It's very much a psychodrama in which these semi-literate Arab Muslim boys act out their religion's hatred of Jews. It's a sport in which the Arab tests his mettle, endangers his life for Islam. Israel, of course, wants to end these riots, but I'm not sure more IDF violence against Hamas's inert property will do the trick. And one can only wonder at the absence of a little creativity on the part of the IDF. Instead of using live fire, how about the sudden appearance overhead above the mob of a firefighting airplane making a slow, low-level pass above the mob, sailing the barrier and spraying them with a foul-smelling liquid that adheres to the skin and is hard to rub off. Such crowd control techniques have been used in the past in other locales, or they might drop a chemical that, when inhaled, induces nausea and has the Arabs vomiting all over the place. Or maybe dropping a powerful laxative in spray form. In any case, even after this latest fashion of violent aggression against us by these subcivilized rioters, even after it subsides, as it will, there will be no end in sight to other violent behaviors against Israel, because that is who the Arab Muslims are. They have many violent, wild asses of men, and they are likely to remain in this stage of arrested development until transformed, perhaps not until the days of Mashiach.
brennt der Feuer in Stiebes Herz. In der Rebelle und kleine Kinder lach, dem alle.
Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Shalom from the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri. Join me every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 o'clock Eastern, for A Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Hear the news and views from the heartland of Israel every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time. Be there.
So we left off with the thought that the Arab Muslims have to be transformed from being violent, barbaric people, which may not happen until Mashiach arrives, Messiah. As the Church of Rome revised its doctrine about Jews in 1965, so Islam must evolve and overcome its essential anti-Jew fixation, which is connected to the Arabs' chronic inability to experience guilt and empathy for others. They are impervious to criticism, to self-examination. They lack empathy for even one's mortal enemy, because both of you are human beings, and according to the Jewish narrative of Adam and Eve, of Noah and his sons, all mankind are brothers and sisters. It's this lack of empathy for others that distinguishes the Arabs. And not only are they callous to non-Arabs and non-Muslims, they are cruel to one another. Look at Syria today. Look at Aleppo. Once its commercial city. It's like Berlin now in 1945. Streets of rubble, bombed out, smashed buildings everywhere. Look at what the Arabs inside of Syria have done to one another. Hundreds of thousands of dead. Half the country homeless. Yeah, the refugees elsewhere in the country or have fled to Europe. Consider what the Lebanese did to one another in their 15-year civil war in the 1970s and 80s. 150,000 dead. And those are not soldiers in uniform fighting each other on a battlefield. These are all civilians murdered in terror and counter-terror. Then there was the decade-plus rebellion in Algeria in the 1990s. 200,000 dead. Look at Yemen. And today, where violent strife between tribes, north and south, is the normal state of affairs. Look at post-Gaddafi Libya, in which tribal warfare has been reinstalled as the norm. In my book, I record the fratricidal violence among the numerous PLO gangs in southern Lebanon. So Israel would be wise, too, when considering how to relate to the Arabs. Remember that they can't even make peace among themselves, so that peace with us, al-Yahud, is even more unrealistic. And the absence of peace should not be a cause for despair. How can one despair when that is the nature of the human being on this planet? Communities of people defined by language, religion, region, sometimes clash over conflicting interests. Sometimes they clash over nothing rational, like World War II, Hitler's crusade to find every Jew on the planet and murder him or her. The Republic of the United States of America was born in 1789, and I doubt there has been even one decade since then without some U.S. men in our uniform dying in the service of their country. We Jews are the inventors of the idea of a Messiah who will put an end to wars, but that idea, because it is messianic, does not apply to our current time, during which some nation-states like ours have to fight for their freedom in every generation against enemy nations who would deprive them of that. In this light, the price we pay in dead and wounded, soldiers and non-combatants alike, victims of horrible terror strikes, it's not too high a price for our independence and our thriving culture. Ironically, the most messianic of Israelis in our generation have proven to be the leftists who sneer at us messianic settlers who see in the resurrection of Judea and Samaria a foreshadowing of the Messiah. Even if this is true, it does not cancel out the behavior of the Israeli left that brought down on the country the nightmare years of the so-called Oslo peace process, the Oslo abomination whose bloody results we continue to suffer from, such as the endless violence out of the Gaza Strip that the leftist pulled us out of. It was the delusional anti-religious left in Israel that believed it was possible to make nice to Arafat and to hand over to him Judea and Samaria. And then peace would reign, and the next day Israel could begin dismantling its army. No more reserve duty, no more wars, said the Oslo cultists. Just give Judea and Samaria to the Palestinians, who have the right to create a Jew-free state here. Though, of course, thousands of Jews would have to be driven from their homes, become refugees within Israel circa 1967, and just like the 10,000 more whose homes, gardens, synagogues, schools, livelihoods, and communities were destroyed thanks to the Oslo peace processors in 2005. In the Yom Ha'atzmaut Independence Day edition of Mekuli Shon, their regular columnist Arnon Segel published 70 brief remarks in honor of the anniversary about the Temple Mount by various personalities in Zionist, Israeli, and Jewish history. And the one by today's head of the Meretz Party, member of Knesset Tamar Zandberg, was illuminating. She is the very model of a modern feminist crusader, a post-religious Israeli, of course, who nonetheless supports the right of Jews to pray on the Temple Mount. She says, quote, "We want to change the current reality in which someone who mumbles something with their lips is considered to be committing a violation. This is not a logical situation and absurd in my eyes. The right to Jewish ritual on the Temple Mount is prevented by a political dispute." Close quote. In Hebrew we say, "Pokavur kelev," meaning "here the dog is buried," meaning this is the real issue, only illuminated in a funhouse mirror. Zandberg and so many post-religious Israelis and Jews do not understand that the truth is just the opposite. This is a religious dispute covered up by a fake political dispute. My book traces the invention of the fake Palestinians, which includes the biblical generation of 40 years from the League of Nations mandate for Palestine, described as the historic Jewish homeland in that text, until the 1960s, during which time the Arabs insisted there was no such country as Palestine, and certainly no Palestinians, because in 14 centuries of Islam, no Muslim recognized a country called Palestine, the term they use today. Not until the 1960s did the Arab Muslims start calling themselves Palestinians. There was no UN Security Council or General Assembly resolution in the first 25 years of the organization that mentioned this nationality. Not until 3 years after the Six-Day War did the allegedly ancient Palestinians enter the picture. No, the MSM in Israel and elsewhere simply have to improve their reporting by ceasing to call these rioters Palestinians. They are Muslims, some of them bent on suicide. These riots are stage-managed by the Muslim Brotherhood, granddaddy of all Muslim terror gangs. These are the same crazed Muslims who brought down the World Trade Center. Okay, that's it for this week's edition of Phantom Nation. Today's music was by Yehuda Glantz and by Simply Tzfat. And as always, we sign off with Yosef Karduner. Until next time, I'm Shai Bentekoa.
Azamer bishvachin lemeal lemeal gopitchin devachakal tapuchin deinun kadishin nezamin lashta biftorach adeta. Uvimnata tavta denara al reishin. Uvimnata tavta denara al reishin.
Yemina usmola uveinai uchala. Bekishutin azla umaninu levushin yehabek labala uvisodadila deavid naichala yehekatish katishin. Tevachin afaktin, beteilin ushvitin, beraman pinchadetin, veruchin im nafshin, beraman pinchadetin, veruchin im nafshin.
Adu sagei te ve'al chadat arte ne'oralaim te uvirchan din fishi
krivu shoshvinin avidu tikunin le'a Shazinin Venuninim Rashim
Lemevad Nishmatin Veruchin Chadetin Vetarten Utelatin Uvitlata Shibshin
Vetarten Latin, uvitlata shishin.
Veiturin sharin la, umalka girela, deitater kolam, bekadish kadishin.
Reshimin usetimin,
Bego kol almin
Beramati yomin alobatish batishin
Yehava kamer Deishre
Can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture.
The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.